Those have the Vilna edition tonight. That's page 65. Lama Gimel Amud Aleph. Machar Chutz Miachad Mimeya Shabo. If you sold the cow or the sheep which he stole. Except for 1% of it, so 95% of it. Oh, Shoyselo Bebo Shutvus, or there was a partnership in this. In other words, he stole his partner's sheep, and he really had an ownership stake in it, right? Or he shechted it, but it became an avela as he was shechting it. Hanoicher, he shot it, or ran it through in the old days. Makir, he ripped out its trachea and esophagus. All those cases are not. I told your brother to tell you. He didn't tell you, right? I'm sorry. Stick around for Yerushalmi. How'd you get here? Your mother's car. She waiting for you?
No, I drove.
Oh, you drove. Well, I'm sorry. But tonight, if a guy slaughtered the animal, which was intended for, he stole an animal, and then Tashlumi Kefil, and Tashlumi Arba Chamish would be based on Shchita, but he muffed up the Shchita, right? Became an Avela, or he ripped out the Simonim, the trachea and esophagus. So, no get Arba Chamish, then Mishalim Tashlumi Kefil, and Mishalim Tashlumi Arba Chamish. There's double payments, not quadruple and quintuple payments. Gona Barashus Abaylim. What if you stole in the area owned by the owners? In other words, in his backyard. So that's not really stealing, because you didn't take it outside of his backyard. But then you took it out of their reshus to slaughter it or to sell it. So then, de facto, that's stealing, right? At that point, you actually stole it, right? Or vice versa, you stole when it was walking down the street, you chopped it. That was your stealing. And then he took it in their backyard, kind of like ironic, and he slaughtered or sold in their backyard. Or, of course, he did the whole thing outside their reshus. That's all liable for Tashlumi Arba Chamisha, because at some point it left their reshus. However, if you did Gneva and Tvicha, or Gneva and Mechir Beshusan, then you're exempt from the Arba Chamisha. Now, possibly even from Kefil, because you never actually took hold of possession of it. Now, the Pnei Moshe says it's only if you didn't pick it up, because Kagba is Koine even in Rishus Bailim. But it's pretty hard to be Makbia an ox. So therefore, Kagba will really only work properly by a sheep. Okay? Yeah, that's true, but there's no Mashiach in his own Rishos. That's the point. In other words, in his own Rishos, there's no such thing as Mashiach. There has to be Mashiach out of the Rishos. Rabbi Zira asks a question like this. Everybody has difficulty with this question, but we're going to learn like Rit Baz. Rabbi Zira asks a question like this. Mocho chetzion, mau, you sold half. Now, what's the difference between this and selling 99% of the animal, which it said in the Mishnah? Because there, the way the Rit Baz wants to learn, in the Mishnah, if you sold 99% of the animal, left 1%, that 1% might be anywhere in the animal. Breira issue, right? You don't know which part of the animal you retain to yourself. So there's no definite sale. And a kinyan she'ena mevura in halacha is not going to be a valid kinyan. You can't sell 99% of something and leave 1% of yourself if that 1% is not clarified. Okay? However, in a case where, I mean, it's possible to construct it, it will work, but that's not the issue here. The point is, when you sold half of it, according to Rit Baz, you said specifically certain limbs you're selling to him, to the other person. It wasn't just a free-floating percentage. So therefore, if you sold part of it, so based, we prorate the Arba Chamisha based on your having sold half of the animal, right? We prorate the extra payments based on your having sold that half. For that half is their extra payment. So it says in one Nishmina, turning the page, Nishmina Menadot, not you. Nishmina Menadot, turn out from here. Machra, if you sold an animal, chutz miyada, except for its hand, front foreleg, chutz miyagla, except for its hind leg, chutz mikarna, except for its horn, chutz migiza saw, except for its shearings. So then, mishalei tashlumi arba v'chamisha. Now, the Pnei Shaita Yisrael changes this, and I think is correct. Ritba seems to change as well. Eino mishalei tashlumi arba v'chamisha. In other words, even if it's specified what you're retaining for yourself and what you're selling, there's no prorated tashlumi arba v'chamisha. There's no payment whatsoever. All you pay is a class of kefil, not more than that. Okay? So you have to throw in the word eino. And that fits with the next Gemara very well, as we will see momentarily. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Omer, chutz mikarna, he argues, basically. He says, if you sell an animal except for its horn, he doesn't argue. Rabbi Lezer says, if you sell an animal chutz except for its horn, you pay tashlume kefel, because you excluded something from the sale. However, chutz mikizah sale, if you sell an animal besides shearings, the shearings are considered separate. Why? Because horns are not made to come off the animal until you kill it, right? Shearings are made to come off an animal even before you kill it, right? So there, if you sell an animal besides shearings, you're still liable to arba chamisha, because that's really selling the essential animal in its entirety. The shearings are considered to be a separate entity, right? Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, chutz min davar shenashama tluya bo. If you sell an animal and leave out of the sale something where the neshama, which is not a life supporting mechanism of the animal, then, and here the Pnei Moshe changed it, eino mishayin tashlum arba chamisha. You don't pay arba chamisha because you didn't sell the main part of the animal. However, chutz min davar shenashama neshama tluya bo, if you sell the animal and exclude something which the neshama is not contingent on, let's say you talk exclude a horn, or you exclude a leg, or something like that, then, again, changing gears like Pnei Moshe does, mishalei tashlumi arba chamisha. So all this is the proof, and the coup de grace, the ultimate proof, is the final statement of Rebbe. Rebbe Taka holds, if you sell specific parts of the animal, you do pay tashlumi arba chamisha. So it's only in our Mishnah where you said you retained 1%, you didn't define which 1%. You retain that, in that case, there is no tashlumi arba chamisha. But in a case where you sold specific parts, which are neshamas tluyabo, which contain vital organs of the animal, in that case you pay, and there it's not prorated either. Because since you sold vital organs, it's like you sold the entire animal, and you pay the full arba v'chamisha. Okay? The additional amount you pay, two or three more times above the double payment for Geneva. Right, exactly. Above the CAFO.
Above
the CAFO.
Didn't discuss any part of the ratio of
the
Mishnah about
stealing about the safe in the Mishnah. Oh, the ratio? No, didn't discuss it at all.
Somewhere in the back of my mind, does the Bali discuss it in this Mishnah about the Yeir, about Hashor making Yeish? Giving up.
I honestly don't remember.
I recall that concept.
If this was Navi, I'd ask Yossi what it says, but I'm not sure I can hold responsible for Maruba. You ever learned Maruba?
I know that the Baalmei does Yeish. Giving up hope of ever getting it back.
Yeah, I don't remember what else. Of course, it's mentioned. Yeah, it's all in this parrot. Yeish Yeish is all in Maruba in the Baalmei, of course.
We didn't have it
in Shambli at all.
I thought it was around this type of.
It is in Maruba. You're definitely correct. Those are the sigils of Yeish and Shein Rishon. I don't remember if it pertains specifically to this Mishnah, but they are definitely in Maruba and the Bavli. Absolutely. Okay. If you're pulling the animal out of the Rishus of its master, you are stealing it. Umeis Rishus HaBailim, and it died while it was still in the Rishus of the Bailim Potter, because you never completed your Gneva. You bumbled it. Hikpio, if you lifted up the animal, Oshotil Chutz Rishus HaBailim, you removed it outside of the Rishus of the owner, umeis, and then it died. Chayev, then you're liable, because obviously, kefil, not arba chamisha, but you stole it successfully. Nasl b'chayres b'no, now if you gave this animal to a kohen as pidyon haben, in other words, you owe money to a kohen for pidyon haben, you were broke, so you stole the money, you stole a cow, and you gave it as pidyon haben. Or to redeem your firstborn. Lebal Chovo, somebody to me owed money. Or you gave it, for that matter, to Shomer Chiyam, to a watchman, either to watch it for free, the show, somebody who borrowed from you, a Sitzokhar, somebody who was a paid watchman, Usokhar, or to Retter. And you were pulling it, and the you gave it to them in the backyard. I mean, you invited them to the old guy's backyard and said, "This is my backyard. Don't you like this backyard? And here's my cow." So he gave it to one of these guys to the cow, and he thought it was yours, right? Umeis b'shus b'alim potter. And if it dies in b'shus b'alim, your potter, still again as before. He b'yoshu t'yo chutz b'shus b'alim, umeis, and it died there, chayav. So then, the guy who, it's not clear who's chayav, but somebody's chayav to pay if you did mishicha. So the pashas is that guy who presented it would be chayav, but I don't remember if that's the case, because lemaisa, I think we basking geneva b'shoge is geneva, so maybe chayav is going on the individual who pulled it out. I don't remember. Amrei Mar, Mar said, "Man demarli b'ha milsa." Anybody who told me the following thing, on a nasi ban risa, I'm going to carry his clothing after him to the bathhouse. My babe Bonnie is a bathhouse. Ban Raisa are the bathhouse clothing. Mao Potter. When it says Meis Bishus Bailim Potter, what's Potter mean? Niftar Michovo or Niftar Migneva? Does it mean that if I gave this guy this cow for Pinyan Aben and he took it, that even though the cow died, that counts because he thought he was getting paid and he thought he got the cow? Or does it mean that he's part of him paying back because the Gneva died in the reshus of the owner, right? In other words, it never actually was stolen, so therefore you don't have to the pay back. So it's an interesting issue. I'm not sure exactly what the ethical component of this is, but theoretically we want to part, so there's a possibility of saying, since the Kohen got a cow which he accepted in lieu of payment, then the cow died, so the Kohen doesn't know any better. What he doesn't know doesn't hurt him, and you were yod to your obligation. The same thing with the cow, if it died by the Baal Chov. The Baal Chov got it in lieu of payment, so maybe that works. It's kind of strange, but that's what the Gemara seems to indicate.
What about Gemara always says about being with Kaddish, something
with something? Well, that won't work, because there for sure, it doesn't have, the woman besides agreeing to accept it has to actually receive a Shomer Pruta. So there it's not going to work. Okay, ain Megali Bain without, you don't have to feel free to, you don't have to feel you have to stay. We don't want you to be a captive audience. Ain Megali, but if you come tonight, then every night between 9:15 and 10:15 usually we Megali Bain Madaka Eretz Yisrael. One is not allowed to grow sheep in Eretz Yisrael, why? Because they roam and they steal. Al Megali Misuri, one is allowed to grow sheep in Syria because most of the fields are goyim. When we borios, and you also can grow in deserts because the fields, the pastures, all hefker, even in Eretz Yisrael. Ami Gali Tari Goyim Yerushalayim, you can't grow roosters in Yerushalayim or birds. They're clutching because they bring all sorts of stuff in their mouths, which is like worms and stuff like that, and parts of rodents, and maybe it's going to come to kind of clutching and make the clutching tummy. The local Eretz Yisrael, in general, the Kohen Eretz Yisrael should not raise chickens and their taros, because they make their taros tummy if the birds bring stuff from the from the environment. Legad Yisrael chazim b'chomokum, Jews should not grow pigs anywhere. Legad olim sakel, person should not raise a dog and can they grow kosher b'shem shells unless it was on a chain. Any person is shoving liyoinim. One also cannot set traps for doves, unless you're 30 ris away from a community, which is a little bit more than 4 mil. I think there's 7 ris per mil, so it's a little bit more than 4 kilometers. Because otherwise, they're afraid you're going to catch somebody else's domesticated birds. All right, but Bro said, could go my here. Where's an area district which is a midbar in Eretz Yisrael where you can grow sheep? He says Mahir. I don't know where Mahir is, but it's some sort of district. Shishos Amil. It's quite large. and there's enough room for sheep to pasture and graze without causing anybody any collateral damage. Tani, we learned the Brisa, Amigali, Tani, Golan, Yerushalayim, one cannot grow the birds in Yerushalayim. They are kachim, because of the kachim, they're going to make the tarme. Flokani, Beretzisro, Minea, Taros. Also, Kwanim, all Beretzisro, because of Taros. So the Shaitesisro changes the next word to Viehei, Ap Yerushalayim, Kane. Why is it a short distinction? Say Yerushalayim also because of Taros. What's the difference? If Taros is an issue, Taros should also be an issue in Yerushalayim. Why mention Yerushalayim, Kachim, and Taros and the rest of Eretzisro? So you can mention Taros and Yerushalayim as well. So the Gemara says, perhaps, the reason why, which is actually your language of an answer, or perhaps, meaning perhaps we can propose, the reason Taurus not mentioned is, Kaidamara Bishum and Levi, like Rabbi Shum and Levi says, Yerushalayim Abunuya, Kirshachubra lo Yachta, Yerushalayim is built like a city which is all connected, and we darshan that Yerushimachaberes Yisrael Zelazah. Am Yisrael, Yerushalayim makes all Jews connected to each other. And the way it makes all Jews connected to each other is, this is actually something which we've learned elsewhere in the Yerushalmi, that at the time of Aliyah L'Regel, all Amoratim were assumed to be Tar. And everything brought was assumed to be Tar. After the Regel, things reverted. And we assume that what Amoratim had was Tameh. But during Aliyah L'Regel, it's considered to be Tar. So therefore, we don't want to mention, in conjunction with Yerushalayim, aspersions on Tara. So therefore, it's the Tara, which has to do with other things other than Kachim. Because next thing you know, people are going to be makbid on Taros, even though it means to exclude the Amoratim from the totality of Am Yisrael. So therefore, we'd rather mention the issue of Kachim, which obviously everybody knows, that you have to stay away from unless you're a Kohen and well trained in that matter. Okay? Says the Gemara Ksiv, it says, Tmeim Heimelchem. It says, by trait animals, this is a drosha, which I don't remember from the Bavli at all, and I think it's just an asmachta, but I'm not sure. It says, Tmeim Heimelchem, it says that the animals which are trait are Tamei Lachem. Matam Lomer Utmeim Yelachem, but there's an extra vav in the pasuk on the word Tmeim. Or maybe it says twice Tmeim Lachem. It says once Tmeim Lachem and once it says Utmeim Lachem. Yossi, are you familiar with that? In Parshas Tzav? Shmini? Which one is it which has the Trefus? Shmini? Does it say Tmeim Lachem and Utmeim Lachem? Does it say both? Yeah, okay, so then it's two separate psukim. So it says Tmeim Yelachem, and elsewhere it says, in Sefer Bar, it says Utmeim Yelachem. El Echad Yisra Achila Ve'Echad Yisra Anoya. One teaches the Yisra of eating, and the other, a Chiddush, now to derive benefit. Now the benefit is left off. You're allowed to have a pigskin wallet or pigskin foot.
Don't eat the football.
I wasn't even thinking of pigskin football. Zichar Oser. All right. They actually still make them out of pigskins? That's what they make out?
No, it's still called the pigskin.
They're not plastic? Okay. So, it's telling us that, but Yisrael Noah means you're now to do schoiro. You're now allowed to make your living out of pigs. Kol davar shal Yisrael mitvorov et yidivreim, anything which is known in Yisrael the Rabbana, mutu lasos bo schoiro. You're allowed, let's say, stamieno. Right, if you had Gallo wine. So you could sell Gallo wine for a living, right? Not to Jews, but you could sell to Goy. But if it's Yain Nesach, Mamish Doraisa, then it's also to make Schlera, and it seems that either from the Strasher or from the Smachta, that's the way we learn it out. Havare Chamor, that's Tapalam Adal Rav, says the Gemara, how come, so if that's the case, how come you allowed to trade in donkeys? Right? How can a Jew be a donkey dealer? Says Ram Lachtu Gora, because there it's not grown to eat; it's grown to work. Farei Gamo also Lim Lachtu Gora. That's okay because it's grown for its work, not for its edibility. Loigadolam is a Kelvin Kei Kosher B'Shal Shelis. You shouldn't raise dog unless it's done on a chain. I'm ready to begin to call Megadol kelev rabis loch shelo, anybody grows a bad dog in his house, all of a kosev aymer, that's what the concerning of it says, lamas meire eyu chesed. He deprived of his friend from chesed, meaning if he has a dog, so everybody's going to be afraid to come in his house, the wild dog. He has a bad dog, everybody's going to be afraid to come in his house, and that will deprive him of the capacity to do chesed unto others. Any person in the yoni, what does not spread nets for pigeons, and we can know your rochem in ishim shloshim ris. Says more. Wait a minute. Ulalon let him in parent bo basur says that you have to set a dovecot distant from a city chamishim amo, only 50 amos, much shorter difference than this than the 7 ris than the 30 ris, which is much further. I'm Rav Yosi Ravun. L'reos miria chamishim amo. In terms of grazing, they graze only around 50 amos from their nest. So therefore, you're safe in setting up another dovecot 50 amos away, because it's rare that they will stir from their dovecot further than that, and therefore, they're not going to come and join your dovecot. They're going to remain around their colony. But occasionally, the froach, they fly parach sefila bas milin. They do range up to 4 mil. So if you set up a net, that's different, because then it's not going to be able to range back, right? It can range in a radius around its nest and dovecot and come back. But if you set a net, then you're going to ruin that pattern. That's not okay. Again, I don't remember this at all from the Bavli, but that's not right, because the end of Merubah, I probably wouldn't remember anyway. What? But there's within the 50 amas. That there's doesn't talk about any doesn't discuss our Mishnah, but it probably isn't on the end of Merubah, because I mean this is explicit Mishnah here. Okay, next Mishnah. Now in Merubah, the Bavli is 20 some odd block. The Yerushalmi was how many? 3 or 4? No, more than that. It's anything is possible. It's unlikely because it's a pattern throughout the Nizokin. And the shortest the cat over the genre.
There's no nachos.
Yeah. And also, there's a tremendous amount of the drushes back and forth in the about Kevel and Arba Chamisha, but there's Yerushalmi. Okay, on to the next parak. Another exciting. This is a talk. Another exciting parak. Hachoy b'chaver. I hit you. I punch you out. Chay b'lov b'shim chamisha dvarim. Bush and Gore are going to do to each other soon. So each one is chayv to the other, chamisha dvorim. Each one. The damager is chayv to damaging 5 payments. Benezek, damage, we're going to explain all these things. Tsar, and pain. Ripui, healing. Shevis, unemployment. Boshes, embarrassment. Benezek, Ketzad, how does Nezek work? Can you see me say no if you blind somebody? Can you ask the other you chop off his hand? She was rather to break his leg in the old days. That was not a correctable injury. We look at this guy who was damaged as if he's a slave sold on the block. Kama yofa, how much was he worth beforehand? Kama yofa, and how much would he be worth now? And the difference is nezek. Okay, that's the difference. The difference is nezek. Tsar, what's the pain for pain? Kvoy b'shpud, if you burn somebody with a skewer over masmer or with a nail, afilo tibon, even if you burn him on his fingernail, malgam sheinos chabur, so it doesn't make a bruise, and so there's no permanent damage, you got to pay for the pain by itself. Omni kama adna kereitza b'zeh, we reckon how much a person like this would rightfully told want to be paid, lios b'tzar kach, to get such anguish. And that's the payment which we make. Okay, now the Gemara is going to go into some detail. Tani, hachoy v'chaveiro, some of you damage his friend, chamisha, in a manner which incurs all 5 payments, Nesla chamisha gives all 5 payments. If he only incurs arba, Nesla arba gives him only 4 payments. Shlosha, 3 payments, Nesla shlosha gives him 3 payments. Shnaim, 2 payments, Nesla shnaim. Echod, 1 payment, Nesla echod, he gives him only 1, and now we're going to explain. Vechi, how does this work? Hikua yada. I have to tell you that like Lieberman makes a big tzimis because it says hechi and not hechidami, and even hechidami is not in the rest of Yerushalmi, so that's the askola shuzachin, but we're not going to get into that right now. Vechi, how does it work? Hikua yada, you hit him on his hand. Vikata, and it got chopped off. Oh, that's our Mishnah. Notice in the Chamisha, there are all five payments. Nezek, damage, tsar, pain, ripui, healing, shevis, unemployment, boshes, and embarrassment. He called Yoda Yimrazan Vitzavas, and it gets a scar. But it doesn't actually fall off. So in that case, how many payments do you have? Only four. No Nezek, right? Because his hand healed. Notice in Larba, even four payments. Tsar, pain, ripui, healing, shevis, unemployment, boshes, embarrassment. He called Rosh, he hit a guy in his head with tsavas, and he gets a scar. So then, there's no shevis, because he can work. His hand's not damaged. Hand's damaged, you can't work. Head's damaged. Who needs their head to work? Okay? So, you certainly don't need a head to be the President of the United States, right? So, no sin low. So then you give him three payments. Tsar, pay, for pain, ripui, healing, and this says shevis, but it's supposed to be boshes. Pnei motion changes it. It's obvious. B'mokum she'ein near, now if you do it in a place where you can't be seen. Now, our boy says, interesting, Machlokes Rambam Ravid, Talmud Yerushalayim, some of you have it, but I think more brings it down. And I never thought about this before. How does boshes work? How do you pay a person for boshes? The two possible ways of looking at it. And some Machlokes, I'll return him how to look at it. Some learn boshes is the guy's going to walk around for the rest of his life with a scar or with a chopped off hand. It's degrading. That's the boshes you pay. But the other way of looking at boshes, which is more likely actually, is where the incident took place. In front of how many people, how public the incident was. Okay? That's what you always thought? I always thought it was the first one.
It's the embarrassment of it happening.
Okay, so Beis said he can have two pshatim in Makom Shein Onira. One is in Makom Shein Onira where the wound cannot be seen. In which case, that's like the long-term embarrassment, because some of the then won't be a problem. Or Makom Shein Onira means where nobody sees it taking place. Okay? So it be either or, then boshes drops off. Nosin lo tsar shnayim, then only two payments. Tsar, pain, and ripui. Betumus shebiyodo, if you hit a guy with a newspaper in your hand, a rolled up newspaper, so tumus means a literally pack of shtoros, a pack of documents. So there's only one payment. What's that? Nosin lo echot, boshes, embarrassment. Seems to indicate that boshes is because it's done in a public fashion, right? So
unless it's a well arranged.
Rabbi Yemi, a boy. Rabbi Yemi asks like this. Kata yada. You chop off a guy's hand. The chazer, and then you keep chopping like salami. Chop here, chop here, chop here, chop here. Kata yada, chazer, kata yada, mi malon. Interesting torture. Maushitin lo tsar shashor vishoya. Now, do you give the tsar based on the first time or each time separately? Now, why is this? Why we ask this? Because each incident blends into the other, right? Each pain blends into the other, right? If you gauge each incident of pain separately, then it'd be a lot more to pay. But if you gauge all the pain together, so then the pain tends to blur, right? Once you inflict some pain and continue to inflict pain, so then the pain is not separate incidents. So where they'd be separate incidents, there'd be much more payment for pain. Where, since if you take them whatever together, then it's much less of a payment.
Is there a time element? Like you wait till the pain subsides and then you chop them again?
Then no, then I don't think it would be a Shiloh. So we only give them the tsar of the first moment, show only of Shor Rishoina, because all the other pain afterwards just blends into that. Or we mount, it's like a knas. And for each time he chops him, we give him more tsar. So the Gemara doesn't answer that one. Okay? Ksiv. Okay, now, the Bavli has a whole long philosophical and homiletical, exegetical discussion of how we know Ayin Tachas Ayin is not literal, right? One of the basic things in Achoido, this Berak. Yushalmi just patters this up in a few lines. Ksiv, it says, Ayin Tachas Ayin, eye for an eye. Shein Tachas Shein, tooth for a tooth. Umachamacher, it says, elsewhere it also says, that's in Shmoyz. And Dvarim El says, by an eight zomim. Lo sachos einecha, do not have any kindliness. It says there also, why do we need two psukim? Two places. One that he paid when he did it b'shoge, and the other paid did it b'mezid. Yomar shoge v'al yomar mezid. So why need both? If you pay by shoge, kal v'chom you pay mezid. Now the Bavli would have answered, I think, well, you don't know shoge unless you know mezid. Because the first time it's written, it would imply mezid. The second time it's written, it would imply also shoge, right? Right? So, but the Ushami gives a version of that, but not quite the same way. Ushami is somewhat more convoluted. Ushami assumes it could have just said shoge, and not mezid. I guess eight zomim, because the Ushami says eight zomim by definition mezid. Because an eight zomim obviously is intentionally committing this, right? So Isiyom, I would say, shoge yishali mamon. Now, I have to explain to you something, another Haskalah Shazachir. The Escorial manuscript has much more Gemara here, which I'm about to read to you. And the reason why, as Lieberman points out, there was a Tos Hadomos here. Tos Hadomos is a term which comes from the world of scholarship, and it's a mistake which comes because when Sofrim copy, they look up, copy a line, then they write it down, right? Then they look up to the last word, and then they copy the next from there. And sometimes the last word they looked at appears a couple lines later, and therefore they skip a couple of lines. So here too, the word mamon was here twice, and a couple in two lines. One have and the sofer skipped a whole line from pleb mamon to mamon. Okay, whole couple of lines. So this is a way to read it, okay? Shil namar shoge, let's start from here again. Shil namar shoge, v'lo namar mezid. Ha'isim, I would say, shoge yishalim mamon, or shoge pays money, mezid, now here it's where I'm throwing in stuff, yikates yodo. I would say, shoge, ayin tachas ayin is money. In mezid, I would say, ayin tach, cut off the guy's hand, chop off the guy's hand. Have a tzorech hushi omar mezid. So that's say even by mezid it's dafka money. Is still not at all in Gemara. Orilu nemar mezid v'lo nemar shoge, where they've only mentioned mezid, which again by etzomim and not shoge. I would say mezid mishalim mamon, that a mezid pays money, right? However, shoge, I would say back inside the Gemara, lo yishalim klum. Should not be anything. So that's had to tell me both Mezid and Shoge, they pay.
It says
Ayin Tach
Zayin, so if it
does, right, so well, good point. Right. The thing is Ushami is over in Wonder, because in the Gemara, in the Chumash itself, it says Ayin and Shein, right. Okay, we're coming there. Have it circle my Shoge, circle my Mezid. Now, so how come Tach it's not money, right? How come Tach it's not Ayin, literally, it's money? So here the Ushami takes care of this. Shima Yasuma, the Sime Eseno, if the guy who was testifying by Neid Zomim, or was damaging in a case of damage, right? If he himself was blind, the Sime Eseno blinded somebody else's eye, or Kitea, the guy was testifying or was damaging himself, was an amputee. Kites yodin kiteh, and he amputated the other guy's hand. Hech zeh miskayim, vasis lo kasher zomam, leo so slochim. How do you feel either kasher zomam, right, ayin tachat zayin, shein tachat shein, but kasher zomam, or the ayin tachat zayin, shein tachat shein, by hinnik. Have yoyim, memagin, shein mishalim elam momon. So it must be money. So we say that you have to write the ayin tachasayin and chain tachasayin by both mezid and shoge, even though neither of them are literal, in order that you should know that in both cases you pay money and don't give the actual literal punishment. Okay? Obviously, the Ushami had a Masorah. The Ushami knew, and that's probably true about the Bavli as well, though the Bavli takes much longer to prove it, but from logically. But those items in Masorah was Ayin Tachas Ayin is money. And therefore, they were using that in teaching of the psukim and saying that we need both psukim to tell us that you pay under both circumstances, and there is no greater or lesser punishment. Okay? Tsar. Okay, going to the next payment. Tsar. What tsar? We mentioned our Mishnah. Kvay b'shput, if you burn a guy with a skewer or masmer with a nail, I feel tziparno, even as nail, mokushen os a chabura, place where it does not make a chabura. Now, I did not realize this till this evening. Let's ask Yossi. What's the difference between a chabura and a petza? Very good. I'm impressed. All right, a chabura. A chabura is a bruise. It's not, it doesn't break through the skin. A petza is actually a wound. It breaks through the skin. I never thought of that before, even though I've learned Chumash many years. In Gemara, it's not like that. Gemara, chabura, I think, also means puncture. Of course. Yeah, it would have to be a petza, not a chabura, sure. No, I don't know if that's true, though. I don't know if it draws blood underneath, black or blue, so that's called a chabura. So I know what the halacha is by appearance about that. I don't remember. Anyway, so, kvaya b'shvuda maser, filo tziporna, even on his fingernail, mokom she'en osa chabura. Place which doesn't make a bruise. So now we're going to analyze that line of Mishnah. That's the line for the Mishnah. See if it says, kviya tachas kviya, pay burn per burn. Hechidami, what are we talking about? In other words, how do we isolate a case where there's only pain and nothing else? If you punctured him and extracted blood, Farksi petza tachos petza. Ray says petza tachos petza. Now, instead of matam ulama, the Shari Torah Tzitzol has instead, im b'sha'asa bo chabura, and if you didn't damage him, just bruised him, contusion, I think, is the word for it. Isn't that the fancy word for it? Kvar Kosov, it says, Chabura tachas chabura, right? And it says chabura tachas chabura. So what's a case where it's where there's tsar only, and it's not elishim? You can't say shem kavoya b'shpura kaf yodo v'tzavas if you burned him on his hand and it got a scar. A kaf yodo is his palm, or kaf raglo on his heel v'tzavas. Oh, shitil of shelig. Or you put on him snow, frostbite, or ice, mokum she'en onira. True that there's no nezek, there's no shevis, there's no boshes, but there is ripui. So that's not a case which is good, because they do need to heal a guy, right? So therefore, what's the case which we're dealing with in our Mishnah? A case tafka where you burnt the guy on his fingernail, because burning a fingernail, it's just pain. There's nothing else. There's no other damage which has to be paid. Okay? Now, so it says Yushami. Now, before I do this Yushami, let me tell you, it comes at the exact opposite of the Bavli. The Bavli and Yushami have diametrically opposed conclusions here. Okay? So, Omdim Kam Odom Yikayetib said, Roitzali Tolios Mitzdarakach. Whether that's the Mishnah said, we reckon how much a person like this would want to take in order to get this tsar. Rabbi Zimmer says, Chami Parnash, we look for a person, we check a person, Varmanai, we say, Kamat Boilamaton, how much would you pay us? We're about to hit you really hard. How much would you pay us that we shouldn't hit you? But we have a hand sara, so in this pain should not be for you. And whatever he says, you have lay, that's what we give this guy who underwent the pain. Okay? Now that's the conclusion of the Bavli. But it's only the Havamin of the Ushami. The Ushami says, wait a minute. Amarokva, Kama Adam Rotzli Toli Masisa. Which just doesn't say how much a guy would pay to avoid pain, but how much a person would pay to accept pain. So how can you say this is the way to reckon it? So the Bavli fetches out of this question. It says you give a person, this person gets how much he would pay in order to avoid. But the Yushami, because of this question, changes. Elachame, rather we find a guy, Ramanay, we say to him, Kamat boy Mesav, how much do you want to receive V'yadach V'ahein Sarah, in order that we can inflict this pain upon you. Umadu Omar Yavinle, and whatever he says, that's what we give him. Now it's the exact opposite of the Bavli, because the Bavli says, a person, if you come to a person and say, how much do I have to pay in order for you to accept pain? So a person is going to ask an astronomical amount in order to accept pain, right? What a person is going to pay to avoid pain is much less than a person is going to want to be paid to accept pain, right? You might pay $50 to avoid getting slapped in the face. But if somebody asks you how much you want to be paid in order to be slapped in the face, you're not going to do it for less than $100, right? Makes sense, right? So the Bible says you can't make the... And that's a slap in the face. Imagine getting a burn. So the Bible says it's got to be how much a person would pay to avoid pain, not how much a person would accept in order to receive pain. But the Bible, Yushami, says the exact opposite. Because Yushami takes the Lashon of the Mishnah to be much more etched in stone. And therefore, Yushami Taka learns how much a person would want to be paid in order to accept upon himself the pain.
Well, it's the Lashon of the Mishnah.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So the Bavli uses Svara to get out of that. Yushami, it's kind of like the difference between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi will give Pashup Shot, even though Svara is not so good. And Tosfos will go after Svara, even though the Pshat is not so good. So to the Yushami follows Pashup Shot in the Mishnah, even though Svara it's not so good. And the Bavli goes after Svara, even though the Pshat is not so good. Okay? The Bavli has many more tools to deal with Mishnah, Sura, Mechsura, other things which we don't find, it seems, in the Yerushalmi, which takes Mishnah much more straight up. Okay? Says the Gemara, Tani ben Azi Omer, this is, to the best of my recollection, is not in the Bavli, but is in Tosefta. Ben Azi says, Noisim Nakoi Mozo. We pay for, I don't know exactly how to translate nakoi, but it means subsidize his food. Mao nakoi mazo, what is food subsidies? Before this guy got hurt, he could eat legumes and vegetables. He was a hearty soul. He could eat that roughage. Now, he doesn't have the capacity to eat anymore. He can only eat eggs and chickens, which is much more expensive. By them, chicken was more expensive than meat. So, yeah, well, I don't know exactly why, but it was. So, name it. So, therefore, you have to pay the fact that he can only eat better foods now. You, the damager, caused that. Okay? Madu Omar, what he says, Yavin Lay. Omar Yosef Bar Yaakov said a fascinating thing. Again, it's the best of my recollection, not about me. Ahain Romai, the Roman soldiers, Kadmivish, when they fall ill, or maybe when they're wounded, low nothing lekrava. They don't. You're in the bottom in the square of the manuscript. Yoimin tachas yoimin, meaning the way Lieberman explains it, I think it's right. He means when a soldier's sick, he eats less rations. He either can't eat more, but they give him in the Roman army the same rations when he's sick, and they don't let him go back to battle until he makes up all of the rations which he missed. In other words, he's not fully healed until any calories and any nutrition which he missed while he's sick, he makes up after he recovers, and then they throw him back in the battle again. So we see that the person eats differently on different patterns when he's sick, and it takes a while to get back to regular normal eating patterns. Okay? Halacha base, ripui. What's payment for ripui? Hiko, if you hit a guy, you have to heal. If he gets infections, if it's because of the wound, you're liable. If the wound, they came not because of the wound, if the wound got healed and then it broke out, it broke again, broke down again. If it got healed and then it broke down again, you have to continue to heal him. If he comes fully healed, ain't a chayav raposo, you're not chayav to heal him anymore. Well, even if it breaks down again, we say, once the doctor said, well, was fully healed, even if then later on it's a problem again, So then we believe the doctor.
Pre-existing.
All right. Now, the Gemara here is very brief, but nobody understood Pshat until I came along in this Gemara. I don't understand. Everybody, even Lieberman, I think in my opinion, totally up the wrong tree. But one thing I saw in Lieberman is very useful. But the Lamaisa, again, what I'm going to say is my Pshat in the following Gemara. You don't like it, so that's my fault. You can blame only me. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Abaye. Rabbi Yirmiyahu made the following statement. That's how we learn the Rishon over here. Rabbi Yirmiyahu made the following statement. All about smachim svivos hamakwa. What if the infections came around the wound, but not where the wound was specifically? Vinistera, and then the wound broke open. Machmas hamakwa, it should be who? The Lieberman brings it down. Gears of one of the manuscripts, not Iscoria, one of the other manuscripts. Machmas hamakwa. It's because of the makwa. So it's, don't think it has to be specifically on the wound. But even if it's around the wound, and then the wound opens up, that's because of the wound. He's stating a medical fact. Now, he's saying this medical fact, misvara. Right? He's saying it's a logical thing. That's critical, okay? Min matichsiv v'rapoy rape. Now the Gemara goes off in a tangent. It says, rapoy rape. What does this teach us? The beans better listen to the doctor. Shim avra d'var rofe, if you transgress the words of the doctor, the Scoria manuscript throws in the word chayev. Who's chayev? Who's chayev? The patient. If the patient didn't listen to the doctor, so the patient is liable, it's not the mazik's fault. Because the rapoy rape means you gotta listen to what the doctor tells you to do, otherwise you're up the creek. There are other pshatim in that line here. I think that that's the best pshat. But there's another pshat here which says something else. I forget exactly what. The Mecha Maim says it's going on the doctor himself. If the doctor himself, not this line, sorry, the next line. Tanichon, we learned, not to scratch that, later on. Tanichon, this is all learned basically the same way. Now, Tanichon learned another braisa. V'rapoy rape, shim ola garganti, I think is gangrene, so a similar word. So if it gets an infection, chayaposi, you have to continue to heal it. In other words, don't say it's just the mark itself. It's anything which comes as a result of the mark, which is parallel to our Mishnah. Tani Rabbi Yosef had brought you that another brisa. Rabbi Yosef said, "All Oimer, all about smachim svivo samako." That's the same thing as Rabbi Yirmiyahu. That's a shot. And what's the difference between him and Rabbi Yirmiyahu? I'll explain in a minute what I think the difference is. But it says, "All about smachim macha samako, svivo samako." If there became wounds, infections around the maka. Even though Nistar, the way I'm gonna read the sentence, it's not the way most people read it, but I think this is the right way to read it. Afapisha Nistara Maka Chayv Raposo, even though, as Rabbi Yirmiyahu had said, when the Maka opens up again, you have to heal him again. Vein Chayv Lolita in Lodina Dme Shifto. You don't have to pay unemployment the second time. It's interesting halacha. In other words, as it keeps on breaking down over and over and over again, you have to pay for healing over and over again. But unemployment only once. Only for the first episode. Not for the, what's the word? Not for the recurrence, right. Relapse, not for the relapse.
What's the
story? That's where Rabbi Shimon Lakish comes to explain. That's the price. Rabbi Shimon Lakish explains it. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, it says ben Lakish in the Scorial manuscript. It's obviously Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish omer, chidush chidish hakosav parashazos. It's a special chidish, sheitin lo shevas veripui, that he has to give shevas veripui. But look at the way it's structured. Rak shifto yitain. What do we have? Where word there? Which word there is in critical for in this context? Rak is a mute. Rak shifto yitain. Shift only roots. Rapoy rape, what's critical there? Double language. It means a ribui. So on Shabbos, there's a rock, a mute. On Ripui, there's a Ripui double. So that's why it's there. It's because of Shavuos only once. I get likely the time of the cross because Shavuos can lead to all sorts of abuses, you know. You have to pay unlimited unemployment costs, right? Then who knows how long the guy's going to feign illness. Rapay, rapay, a doctor can let you, can do whatever the doctor says. Is that, I mean, you can tell if the wound is broken or not broken out. So that's how I touch the wound. So it sounds good, right? That's all. Nobody touched it up that way before I came along. I mean, maybe somebody did, but I didn't see it. The Meicha Maim wants to shtup in here one of the Bavlis. The Bavli says, I'm not sure exactly how he wants to do it. He wants to say in Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that there's a Bavli which says that eating sweets is bad for gangrene. It's bad for infection. If you eat sweets, if your wound is going to get infected. So now he wants to say, if the doctor didn't tell the patient not to eat sweets, he's liable for ripui. The doctor has to pay the ripui, but not the Shevis. Because the doctor then is a mazik in that he has to pay the bill out of his pocket. It's kind of like malpractice, but unemployment he doesn't have to pay. I don't know how he fits into the language, so it doesn't fit into language very well, but that's how he wants to interpret it. Okay. Again, as I said, I think my pshat is the best one. I'm not no gabadabra either. Shevis. Unemployment. Lema, so we look at him, kilu shemer kishurin, as if he's a watchman of squashes. What? Shekvar nosan lo dmei yodu dmei rablo. Because he already paid for the guy's hand and the guy's foot. Now, this is an important point. You don't pay, and the Gemara's going to actually, I don't really have to make it because the Gemara's going to make it, but we give him unemployment for the lowest possible profession, not for what he was before the wound. And the Gemara's going to explain why. Okay? Let's, even before he was a concert pianist, we don't give him unemployment as a concert pianist. We give him unemployment as a squash watchman. Right? So, why? Shekvar nosan lo dmei yodo. Because the nezek already was payment for his loss of capacity to be a concert pianist. Now we're only paying for the as a squash watchman that he was unemployed. Okay? Udmei raglo. So, because Shekvar nosan lo dmei yodo dmei raglo. He already gave him whatever his hand or his foot was worth. Boishes, hakolafi amizbaish, vaish, vaimizbaish. It's based on the embarrasser and the embarrassee. Now, Hamavaiser, or if you have a walking stark naked down the street, so he's nutso, right? But you embarrass him, you're still liable. Less, but you're liable. Hamavaiser is Asuma. Somebody embarrasses a blind person, you're liable. Less, but you're liable. Hamavaiser is a Yashin, you embarrass a sleeping person, you're chayev. All these cases are chayev. The Yashin should be, however, somebody sleeping is embarrassing somebody else. Because there's no busha involved in that. Because everybody knows that a sleeping person is not liable and they're not thinking about what they're doing. So their embarrassment is not embarrassment. Also, one of our favorite cases permuted here. But it's not in the Yerushalmi. It's not in the Mishnayis and the Bavli. It's only in the Mishnayis and the Yerushalmi. Nafam in a gag of a guy falls off the roof, vihizik, and he damages ubiyesh, and he embarrasses. I guess he fell onto that woman in Yevamos. So Chayim ala Nezek, he's liable for damages, but Potter ala Boishes, he's exempt from Boishes. Why? Because it's not Boishes. Potter says, V'sholcha yada, a woman whose husband is fighting with another man, sends out her hand, V'chzikim evushav, and holds on to one of the men, in the other guy, in an embarrassing place. So Eino Chayim ala Boishes, not liable for Boishes, Hachem is covered until Shochas Yoga. She sends out her hand and does it intentionally. So Bosh is done by somebody sleeping or falls off the roof. It's not, there's no liability. Okay? Says Marhachat Mar Roima Sokilu Sharma Kishuit. He would say, you look at him like a squash watchman. Vachat Mar, yet elsewhere we said, Hoya Osem Mana Beom, if you used to make $100 a day, Natsula Mana, give him $100 a day. Sela, if you used to make $1 a day, and so you give him $1 a day. So how do we reconcile these two positions? Rabbi Yitzchak said it's very logical. Train shifting in, there are two types of shevis. You call out your other vikata, if you cut off in hand, so you hit him on his hand and it got amputated, and goyin oso kilu eisim mana biyom, we don't look at him as if he could have made $100 a day, Because you already, you look at him as if he's a cripple. Yeshiv Sharma Geshurin sitting watching squashes. Shirkvar Nasa Lo Dmei Yod Dmei Rav, because you already paid for his hand or for his leg. That's what's permanent damage. However, Shinkvayel Akaf Yodo, if you burnt him on his palm, the Tzavas, it's going to heal. Akaf Rosho on his head, Tzavas, it's going to heal. Oshetel of Shalak, or you freeze him. Otzonein, or cold water. Bimakum She'eno Nira, in a place where there's it's not seen, so there's no boshes, right? So Chayav L'Rapo, so you have to heal him. But now there's a whole portion missing here, which the Mechamos per Ramban is per has. Hasheves, I'm going to read to you just from my notes here. Hasheves, an employment act, since it's not a permanent damage, Royano, so that case we gauge how much he's taka losing as because he can return to his previous profession. So where he loses the previous profession, so then you pay for the loss of profession, and then employment you get based on his new capacity, which is much more limited. But it's a temporary loss of work, so then you give him based on whatever work he's lost in the meantime. So Imayo, some money beyond, if you would have made $100 a day, no still money beyond, give him $100 a day. Selbiyom would have made $1 a day, no still Selbiyom would give him $1 a day. Okay? Now, interesting, next Gemara, Tani. Also, as far as I know, not in the Bavli, although it says here, reference on the side. Shocha Yoda. Remember, tell you about two men who are fighting, and one of the women, one of the wives, sends out her hand and holds on to an embarrassing place. Right? But Shocha Yoda, if she, on her own initiative, says, Eshet So Echod, really. Just as when it says, the wife of one of them. Shocha Yoda, the low Eshet Shliach Basin, what if her husband is a process server for Basin. I don't know if that's the right word. He's a sheriff of the court. Yeah, it's a better word. Sheriff of the court. So she's Mrs. Sheriff. She's not a sheriff herself, but some of his power is delegated to her. Therefore, she has the right to go, and she doesn't have to pay, because she's part of the long arm of the law. She sent out her long arm to somewhere embarrassing, but she's part of that long arm of the law. Tani Chari learned another brisa. Tani v'shilchas yada l'rabos the shliach basin that she has to pay even if she is the wife of a shliach basin. Man the mar v'shilchas yada v'lo age shliach basin that's b'shikor b'shus where the sheriff has permission to hit because basin subpoena this guy and authorized the use of force. Shaman the mar l'rabos age l'rabos shliach basin that she's liable to pay. Is Bishikosh Lobishus where her husband himself was not authorized to use force. Tiny now, the next line, nobody understands exactly what's going on here. And the Lo Eshishnaim, not the wife of two. And of course, that makes no sense. So the Shayat Eshishol changes, because it says Eshishol Echad, Lo Eshishnaim. The wife of one, not the wife of two. So the Shayat Eshishol changes to Lo Eshishashani, not the wife of the second one. So it means the wife number one, she is responsible for Boshes because she shouldn't have sent out her hand to hold on to this guy in an embarrassing place. But the wife of the second guy, if she then attacks wife number one, she's justified because she is merely saving her husband from this woman who is attacking him. So I think that's the pshat. So Echad is chayav Boshes, but not the Eshes Hashem who's trying to save her husband by the boshes caused by the first one. Okay, let's just get to the bottom of the page. Zeichon Rabbanim Mishor. This is the severity of a person over an ox. Sho'ol de Mishayim es Hanezek, Tsar, Ripli, Sheves, Boshes, by a man, the all five payments. Mishayim Mei Vlodos, also, if he causes a miscarriage, he pays for the kids. Mishor, Eno Mishayim El Hanezek, he only pays damage, not any of the other payments. Upadim Yevlos, we said, the previous broken, he also doesn't pay for miscarriages. Hamaki Avivim, if somebody hits his father and mother, B'loso Ben Chabura. So you see, even a contusion you're liable. It's if he didn't make a contusion. Or Chevo B'Chavero B'Yom HaKippurim, or if you damage your friend, even in Yom Kippur, because this Gemara holds there's no killing robbery in Eif, it's only a Chiyuv Kares. So then Chai B'Kulim, you have to make all payments. If you damage an Ivri, Chai B'Kulim, you're liable to all payments as well. except chutz min hasheret, except for unemployment, is matzur shlo when it's your eved ivri, because then his employment is under lien to you, right? So therefore, you don't have to pay for it. Hachayv eved knani shalachem, you damage somebody else's eved knani chay b'kula. Rabbi Yudah Meir ein avarim boshes. There is no shame by slaves. So there is no pain of boshes if you embarrass somebody else's slave. Ritani, we learned to the Ritani, we learned to the Brisa. Aidim Shramu, witnesses who said, meet him on our plenty, we testify on so and so. Shestimesh te ein of kachas. He blinded an Evet's two eyes simultaneously. Or Shehipesh te ein, if he knocked out two teeth kachas, ein no sin lo klum. There are Achrishayim and Achrayim on the Bavli who did not know this Yerushalmi. And they say, if you knock out an Evet's two eyes, one of them he goes free, the other one you pay for. You knock out two teeth, one of them he goes free, the other you pay for. Evet Kanani, right? He goes free with their tooth and eye. But the Yerushalmi says, if it's both simultaneous, then you don't pay for either of them. They both consider to be part of the freedom process. Zuachazu, if you hit one after the other, Yoytze L'cheiros V'Yishreiner, he goes free for the first one, and then the Meshmina pay for the second one. Rabbi Abba Shem Yochan says, Zoytzameres teach us Shami L'Avani Boshes. It sounds from our mission, it says you pay Neve Kanani Boshes, right? So it's quite clear that there is, for Neve Kanani, you do reckon Boshes. It's obvious from our mission. Which again, it's a Machlekes, but that's what the other Mandama holds. So he said, you do reckon the places of an Eved Kanani. Rabbi Lob Shem Yochan said, I'm actually shmaiz a little bit difficult. He said, I'm going to have it that the Gilin Ashasko a little bit goes a little bit nuts over that, but in any event, we're going to leave that out for now. Rabbi Lob Shem Yochan said, Hamakdi shmaiz de atmo. If you consecrate all, this is a parallel Gemara to a Bavli. Hamakdi shmaiz de atmo. If you're makdish everything you own, everything you own. Anything you own. I say anything you produce. So in everything you produce is kosher. And how are you going to make a living? You got to go beg. You got to get a green card. Because anything you ever produce on your own is hektish, right? The golden touch, right? Chazer v'tana, you learned another bride. So makdish maisa de avdo. If ever you're makdish, your slaves maisa daim, you ate to the empire and also. First, you deduct a little bit for the slave to support himself. Bashar Hekdish, and the rest is Hekdish. Why? What's the difference? Halchan Amar Shar Hekdish by the Ev, he said, only the remainder is Hekdish. Halchan by yourself, Atamar Kulan Hekdish, to say the entire thing is Hekdish. So Rabbi Yacha says, the next word, Lieberman changes, I think he's correct, based on some manuscript, to Mitzuyim Yisrael upon his Bnei Chor Yosem Avodim. If you're Makdish your own thing, we're not concerned about you. You'll find a Parnosa. Because Am Yisrael supports free people, but Am Yisrael doesn't support slaves. So if you're Makdish Yidei Avdo, there has to be something left over for the slave to be Mefarnes himself. Okay? Lokei Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Did Rabbi Yochanan not say, so says, well, wait a minute. Did Rabbi Yochanan say, Hakotei Yidei Eved Chavero? If somebody cuts off his Eved's, his friend's slave's hands, Rabo Noito Nisko Tsar, the Rabo gets everything. Nisko Tsaro Ripuyo Shifto Boshto. Falo, what about the Evid? He spires me not Stalker. We see your Evid, Avani do get supported from Stalker. That's why Avani gets none of the payments and damages. And here you say Avani don't get supported by Stalker. That's why if you're Makti Shidei Avdo, you leave for him a Parnos. It's a contradiction. I'm Rabbi Yach. Rabbi Yach said again, Mitsuyim. Mitsuim Yisrael Panis Avonim Kitim Yosemin Ashlemim. They don't support whole slaves. They say get a job. But they do support crippled slaves. So therefore, the crippled slave will find something to do. That will find money to pay. Says Mara, wait a minute. How can we be so cruel for slaves? For Rabbi Yochan, Achel Kupa, Rabbi Yochan used to eat meat, the Neoiv Avde, and he would give it to his, the meat to his Evid as well. Shazi Khan used to drink wine by Lavde. The Korean Afshi used to be a big humanitarian. Not the hello, he said, hello, Bebetan Oseni Oso. The same womb which made me made him. Right? So we see we're supposed to be kind towards somebody. Ami said, yes, we're supposed to be kind. Tama Mida Sadin. But the Gemara, which says, looks at the hard reality, That's looking at the letter of the law. Ram Hocha, Rabbi Yochanan, he had Midas HaRachmim. So if I, everybody had Midas HaRachmim, but unfortunately not everybody does. Some people are just Republicans.